From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Have a tech lover in your life? Give them the gift of new skills this season at 40% off with Pluralsight. They'll learn from highly vetted tech experts on cloud, AI, data, security, and more. With more than 7,000 courses, hands-on practice and assessments, plus personalized learning paths. Help them achieve their 2025 goals. Gift Pluralsight for 40% off until December 26, 2024. Visit Pluralsight.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Over the course of the morning, judges have been handing down verdicts in the French rape trial. Dominique Pellicot has admitted to drugging his ex-wife Giselle and inviting men to rape her. He and 50 others have been on trial since September. Now we're going live to Avignon and to Lisa Louis, a freelance journalist based in France, who's following today's verdicts and is outside the courtroom now. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
And now the headline sentence for the perpetrator, Dominique Pellicot, is, it appears, the maximum that the judge could have awarded.
Yes, absolutely. His lawyer just said that she was not entirely happy with the verdict, that she had felt that most of the blame was put on him, although he had obviously underlined that, you know, he had tried to say that all the others were also conscious of what they were doing. Basically, we have heard different sentences pronounced today, between 3 and 13 years for all the others. Some people have to go straight to jail. Others are free on parole because they have, you know, just part of their sentence is behind bars, and some of them have already spent some time behind bars.
Now, Dominique Pellicot himself is 72. Were he to serve a full 20 years, he would be 92, a very old man indeed, by the time he would be released. How likely is it that he would have to serve the full 20?
Well, if this verdict and the sentence were confirmed, then the judge underlined that he would have to spend at least two-thirds of that time behind bars. And then after that, these two-thirds, so that brings us up to about, 14 years, then he could ask for an early release under certain conditions. So if it were confirmed, that would mean, at the end, that would take him to, in his late 80s. Many people feel, well, those who have been demonstrating in front of the courthouse since early this morning, they obviously are saying, you know, this is only fair enough, and they were hoping for even tougher sentences. They were saying all the accused should face 20 years in prison and shouldn't get out early.
Now, the prosecutors have been looking for typically 10 to 18 years for the other perpetrators, but in fact, more 8 to 10-year sentences were handed out. But you mentioned some quite short sentences. What kind of individuals and what had they done to merit such 3-year sentences, for example?
Well, there are some people who have, this is some gruesome detail, obviously. They have done what you'd consider a sexual assault, but they might not have raped Giselle Pellicot. Then it also depends on, you know, how much, what the circumstances of these people are. Some people are found guilty, have been found guilty of having, you know, pedopornographic images on their computer. So it really depends on the individual circumstances of the accused. Some people have not been, you know, don't have any sentences in their file before this case. So I suppose that the judges then felt they could be a bit more lenient.
Now, just to remind people of what Dominique Pellicot had done, crushing sleeping pills and putting them into his wife's food and drink, and then when she was semi-comatose, inviting his pals in or his drinking buddies in to rape her.
Absolutely. So it was found out about 4 years back when he was found to film under a woman's skirt at a supermarket. And when investigators looked into his phone and his computers, they found all these horrible videos, these hundreds of videos of him or other people raping his now ex-wife, him seemingly in a very comatose state. You know, she was either asleep or she was unconscious because, as you said, he had drugged her beforehand. He organized that through a website that was called à son insu, so basically without her knowing it. And then people from, you know, from 100 kilometers around Mazan, that little village not far away from Avignon in the south of France, they agreed to come over and as they said, you know, play the game, which obviously was not everything but a game. And then when investigators found out about that, you know, by coincidence, 4 years ago, they started to look into the files, and then all this came about.
Now, the wife, Gisèle Pelicot, and she's now divorced him, and she doesn't use that name anymore, but she used it for court purposes. She could have remained anonymous, but she chose not to.
And that is exactly why this case is having such a huge impact here in France and also abroad. Now, she has waived her right to anonymity. So most of the videos that were showing these horrible acts and in great detail, they were shown not only to people, you know, who are part or, you know, civil plaintiffs in this case, but to everybody and also to the press. She insisted on that, although obviously lots of, you know, others might have felt ashamed. But she said, you know, this should not be the case. The shame should be on the other side, on the side of the perpetrator. And this is such a strong symbol. You know, she is a woman who has been admired for her dignity, the strength that she has shown throughout these 4 months of horrible trial, really. Day in, day out, when she came into this courthouse, she was holding her head high and people were applauding her courage, you know, and she really found it very, very inspiring. And that's also why, you know, lots of people, not only in France, have been, you know, journalists have been following this case, but also abroad, you know, in my home country, Germany, but also I'm hearing, you know, here at the courthouse today, you've got people from all around the world, from Spain, from Italy, you know, you've got obviously British people. And so it's really having a huge impact. And, you know, many feminists are hoping that it will also mean there will be some changes in France and French law, also in the perception of what is actually acceptable and what isn't.
Now, in addition to what he did to his wife, he also distributed photographs of his daughter and also his two daughters-in-law. I mean, this is a truly despicable individual who had no moral boundaries at all. And he also had a copycat, a man called Jean-Pierre Maréchal.
Yeah, so there are parts that are not entirely clear. You know, first of all, he is denying that he's done anything to his daughter or to, you know, a daughter and son or grandson. And the family is saying, we don't believe you because these pictures, as you mentioned, exist. So we think that something happened. And he's saying, no, you have to believe me. It's obviously very difficult for them to believe him at all now. Also, the other part is, was he actually acting on his own? He was saying that he had been in touch with other people who were, you know, kind of operating using the same scheme. So is it a network or is it just him? Mm. But that's something that has not been covered by this court case. It's just such a huge, you know, affair, such a huge trial that the judges were saying we need to limit this in one way or the other. Another thing that has not been covered in this part, in this trial, is, you know, there was Dominique Pelicot and then 50 other accused, but there are possibly 60 other men on these videos that the investigators weren't able to identify him or to find them or to find them. So, you know, there might be other Pelicot trials to come.
All right. Well, look, Lisa, thank you very much for reporting for us from outside the courthouse there. And that other man I referred to, Jean-Pierre Maréchal, he did exactly the same as Pelicot. He followed Pelicot's model, drugged his own wife in order for her to be raped. He got 12 years. The prosecutor was looking for 17. But Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.